Well, we come to a special time in our service as we look at the Old Testament scripture. And you'll notice at the top of the bulletin something that is called the lectionary. And it's got Old Testament. It might have a psalm. It might have an epistle, which is a letter. And, of course, the gospel lesson. But today from the Old Testament, I chose a story in Genesis chapter 37, verses 18 through 28. Hear God's word. Now, this is a familiar story, maybe, and it's about Joseph. You know, the guy that had the many-colored coat? Well, Joseph is sold into slavery. And we pick up the story in verse 18 of chapter 37, New Living Translation. When Joseph's brothers saw him coming, they recognized him in the distance, and they made plan to kill him. Nice guys, right? Here comes that dreamer, they exclaimed. Come on, let's kill him and throw him into the deep pit. We can tell our father that a wild animal had eaten him. Then we'll see what becomes of all his dreams. He was known as the dreamer to his brothers. Verse 21. But Reuben came to Joseph's rescue. Let's not kill him, he said. Why should we shed his blood? Let us just throw him alive into a pit here. That way, he will die without having to touch him. Reuben was secretly planning to help Joseph escape, and then he would bring him back to his father. So when Joseph arrived, they pulled off his beautiful robe and they threw him into a pit. This pit was normally used to store water, but it was empty at the time. Then, just as they were sitting down to eat, they noticed a caravan of camels in the distance coming towards them. And it was a group of Ishmaelite traders taking spices, balm, and myrrh from Gilead to Egypt. Judah said to the others, what can we gain by killing our brother? That would just give us a guilty conscience. So let's sell Joseph to these Ishmaelite traders. Let's not be responsible for his death. After all, he is our brother's. And then all the brothers agreed. So when the traders came by, his brothers pulled Joseph out of the pit and sold him for 20 pieces of silver, and the Ishmaelite traders took him to Egypt. Did you ever feel abandonment? I think Joseph did that day when his brothers threw him into the pit. Can you imagine brothers throwing a brother overboard? Well, that happens in families. It probably happens more than not. But, you know, when you look at Genesis chapter 37, verse 28, it talks about abandonment. And when we feel a loved one or someone important to us abandon us, what do? We need to feel totally alone, and we are stripped of our self-worth. Well, Joseph's brothers sold him, abandoning him. Can you imagine abandoning a brother like that to a seemingly uncertain death? But God was with him, because Joseph invited him to be there. When others seem to forsake you, turn to God as an ultimate caregiver, the one who is always with you, as long as you invite him in. And he said in Psalm 27, not Joseph, but King David said in Psalm 27:10, he talked about that. He said, for if my father and mother should abandon me, you would welcome and comfort me. Talking about God. Confess with your lips and believe in your heart that Jesus was Lord, and you will have not only comfort, but you will have the gift of eternal life. God bless to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of Psalm 37.